This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee.
Back again here on WGNS, AM/FM, and time to find out what's going on with Rutherford County 4-H. A lot of opportunities abound for you to get together. If you, maybe you're, 30-something like me, or 40-something, or whatever, however old you may be. I guess 30. Do you start saying 30-something? Is it, or is it 40-something, Barbara? I don't know. When do you start not counting birthdays?
Well, since I'm well into my 50s, I stopped counting a long time ago.
Barbara Davenport is here with us. We're going to find out about some great opportunities to rekindle some friendships. I know many of some of my best friends that I don't get to see very often, but from my youth were in the 4-H program, and hopefully a lot of folks will take advantage of this upcoming opportunity. I want to give you the chance to tell us kind of what's coming up, Barbara.
Well, we have a whole day of activities planned for this coming Saturday, August the 27th, out at the Lane Agri-Park Community Center. That's out where the farmer's market is held, if you've been out there. Starting at 4 o'clock, we have 4-H 101. This is an open house for anyone in the public to come out and see what 4-H has to offer. Our 4-H'ers are going to be setting up exhibits. They're going to be there to talk to people. Then at 4:30, we're having an alumni reunion. And this is for 4-H'ers, not just Rutherford County, but any other county, any state, anywhere. Just come and do some reminiscing. I'm going to have some Rutherford County and Tennessee memorabilia out for the ones who are from here to look at and see. And just a time to get together and, like you said, reconnect with friends. Then at 5:30, we have a barbecue dinner. And this is the start of the fundraiser part of our program on Saturday. You can come in, buy at the door if you would like to. You get a barbecue sandwich, baked beans, potato salad, drink, and dessert for $9. If you have a larger family, you can come in and buy a family pack that night for $30, and that serves up to 6 immediate family members, parents and children. We also have a silent auction going on starting at the 4 o'clock when we open the doors, and then a live auction at 7. And I would like my coworker Heather to tell you a little bit about some of the auction items we have.
This is the first time I've gotten to meet you, Heather, so it's good to meet you. I see Mitchell Mode all the time for some reason, and you're much... I'd much
prettier.
Rather talk to you.
Thank you.
I didn't say that, but
I did. She is. Thank you.
But the 4-H program is obviously meant a lot to so many people, and to know that they have the opportunity to help fund the programs for the kids now, it's really great. So tell us about some of the auction items.
Well, we have a huge array of items for anybody. If whatever you like, I'm sure we've got something for you. One of the biggest contributions is through Barrett's Manufacturing, where if you are interested, you can tour the facilities. The tickets will be starting at $100 bid and go up from there. You have to be 18 to tour the facility, and then you get to actually fire 5 rounds of a 50 caliber firearm. So that's a great opportunity for those that like that. We have several things for children. There is a karate 1 month from Bill Taylor's. There is Faithful Strokes Art Studio has given us a party for 4. Bounce U has 3 full days of camp available. There are numerous tickets to area zoos, Holiday World, Chattanooga, the Adventure Science Center, Creative Discovery Museum in Chattanooga. There's boat rides, train rides, all kinds of baskets that have been put together that include jewelry, honey, cookbooks. We actually even have some art this year. We're going to see how that goes. So if you are into making your house look pretty, come on out. We also have something completely different. Is the National Wildlife Turkey Federation has donated a guided turkey hunt. So, of course, they want 4th through 12th graders that are 4-H'ers to participate in this. And this will take place in April during the proper season for that event to happen.
Wow.
So there's all cool kinds prize. Of great stuff, restaurants.
Well, I know where to Christmas shop now.
Exactly.
Definitely.
a good opportunity to do. Now, the silent auction starts at 4. Does it end at a certain time?
It ends about 6:45 to where we get a little bit of breather in between to collect everything, and then the silent auction will start. So it just depends on how many people are there, how long it's going to take in between those auctions.
Now, for the live auction that starts at 7, are there certain items that are set aside just for the live auction?
Yes, sir. Of course, the Barretts is going to be a live auction. Lowe's Vanderbilt Plaza has donated an overnight stay and dinner for two. That will be a live auction. On Target has donated a year membership. And the Nashville Zoo, thanks to Connections, was able to provide us with a dual household membership. So it actually is a reciprocal membership. So you can go to numerous area zoos or across the country, actually, for either discounted or free with your membership.
And a dual membership is two adults and children or grandchildren. So that means you can go to the Nashville Zoo for a whole year for whatever you win the prize on that for. Mm-hmm. And one other thing I want to make sure and mention is we're going to have two country hams that our 4-H'ers cured themselves. One will be at the silent auction table, and one we will be auctioning off live.
Well, how about that? So that's just one of the many things that 4-H'ers are into nowadays.
That's right. And Bob Woods of G&W Hamry is the one who leads that group.
Well, where else would you want to go?
That's right.
He's the local expert on that. That's great that he is passing along that knowledge to these kids who, they're going to be the future Hamry owners and things like that. Very neat. Barbara Davenport, Heather Gum, both here with us today as we talk about the upcoming weekend's events. Last year and the year before, you had not only just a full afternoon, but a full day and 4-H fair and all these things together, and kind of separating some of this out to bring more attention to the alumni reunion and the 4-H 101, and the 4-H fair is a little later on down the road, I think, right?
That's correct, Brian. The 4-H fair will actually be Saturday, October 8th. That is the Saturday at the end of Rutherford County's fall break. Last year, when we grouped those together, we found that it was just really too much on the children. They're trying to show animals. They're trying to enter things. And then we were asking them to volunteer and help with the fundraiser. And it was just too much pull on our parents and our children. So we separated that back out again. Also, it was just too hot in August to have the animals in the barns. That was just a little bit too much. So we moved it to a cooler, let's put it this way, hopefully cooler month.
Yeah, very true. We'll see about that, I guess. Mother Nature will have a lot to say about that. Let's break each of these down a little bit. 4-H 101, it's kind of an open house type of feel, but will you get a good idea of what's going on in 4-H now?
You definitely can. There's going to be 4-H'ers set up with their exhibits. The agents will have exhibits about the different project groups that are offered. We will have 4-H'ers and agents and adults standing around to answer questions, and we'll have some handouts that you can take with you. Heather's children will be setting up exhibits there.
Mm-hmm. Now, the back in the 90s when I was in 4-H and the late 80s, things have changed so much. Now that I have a son that is interested in and of age, the shooting sports is really of interest to him.
Digital media.
I mean, and who would have thought digital media? Back in the 90s, we didn't have that. But you have to adapt to kind of meet the kids where their interests are.
Right. Most people are not, canning to survive. Most of the young people in Rutherford County do not live on a working farm anymore. So we have to offer things that are part of what their life skills and the things that they need to learn to be a productive adult, rather than maybe what I learned when I was growing up.
Not that those things aren't still offered and necessary. because there is definitely a niche for canning. You know, I talked to Jenny Williams at Gill's Ace Hardware, and she sells a lot of the canning, you know, the jars and the lids and all that kind of thing. And she said this year her sales for that have been really high. A lot of people are canning, growing their own gardens. That's kind of a new thing that a lot of people are doing.
There has been a resurgence in that, and I think part of it's because of just our lives and wanting to know where our food comes mm-hmm. from. Pat Whitaker with the Family and Consumer Sciences part of Extension, she has been teaching a lot more classes on canning with adults so that they know how to properly save the food that they have grown in their home gardens.
I think it's it. But you mentioned something that it's changed from canning to survive and just having food to eat in the winter to just wanting to know where your food comes from. So there's
that's
a big
great,
difference.
Brian.
Let's see. That's 4-H-101. So you'll be able to go in and find out about all the great things that are going on with the programs. At 4:30, the alumni reunion. And you did say that this is for anybody who's ever been in 4-H?
Right, I'm going to tell you about that, and I'm going to let Heather, she's really talked about the barbecue and the auction. That's been her babe this time. With the alumni reunion, there are a lot of former 4-H'ers in Rutherford County, not just ones who went to school here, but I run into people, well, I was in 4-H in Wisconsin, or I was in 4-H in Minnesota, and while we did it different, there's still the same camaraderie, there's still the same idea of teaching life skills. And so I would really like to meet some of these folks. I would like for them to meet other 4-H'ers because we all have a common bond that no matter what decade you were in 4-H, no matter what state you were in 4-H, there are common threads and things that you did that you can talk about and share. And I just thought it'd be a wonderful opportunity to let people get together.
Well, I know we did that last year, and I saw some faces of 4-H leaders who Mr. Powell was there.
Yes.
And others who were really kind of helped mold me as a teen and worked with me. And it, just to see those folks and to see your friends that you went on 4-H exchange trips with and rode a bus for 24 hours one way and all that kind of thing. You know, you build bonds and relationships.
You did. Flying was too expensive back then.
Yes, it was. Yes. And I can remember some type of rigging of the gear shift on the bus just to make it run. I mean, all kinds of stories. And, you know, what 4-H did for me, I was able with the horse project and with Honor Club and All Stars and Vol State and everything, I was able to see the country, you know, and that is an opportunity that a lot of kids may not have. But I've been all over the Southeast to Connecticut to Wyoming, and those opportunities would not have been available had I not been involved. And there is literally something for any child who wants to participate.
That's true.
And the reason I mention that is the money just doesn't fall out of the sky to make these programs available, does it, Heather?
No, not at all.
Which is the reason why the barbecue dinner and the silent auction is very important.
Correct. We our funding is somewhat state-based, but we provide for a lot of our own.
I'll cover that. We are UT and TSU. They are land-grant universities. Mm-hmm. And while they provide funds to help pay for employees, they do not provide funds for programming for the 4-H. And let me just give you a real clear example. The 4-H Dog Club, I do not, you know, charge a fee for a child to be a member of the dog club. We had a meeting the other night. We made homemade dog biscuits. It costs $20 for me to get the materials for the kids to make those and take those home. That money came out of the fundraising money so that I didn't have to charge them a fee for that particular activity.
Mm-hmm. But just to have a staff person, I mean, it's not to pay employee.
We do not get a penny of it,
yeah.
I promise you.
It all goes back into programs.
It goes right back to the children is what it goes
and,
to.
And honestly, there's probably more money that goes in. Sometimes I've seen you make a Walmart trip every now and then.
Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of like being a teacher. It comes out of our pockets sometimes, too. You know, we'll pay for something and buy things just like my mother did as a teacher, because it's the children that's foremost and important.
Heather Gum and Barbara Davenport here to talk about the 4-H weekend that is coming up. The barbecue dinner, 5:30, and I guess you can come alone, come with the family, it sounds like.
Heather. Absolutely. And the silent auction and the live auction, you do not have to buy the barbecue dinner to come and look at what is available to bid on. That is, you know, want to make sure that people know that, because personally, I don't eat barbecue. So please come out even just to look at the auction after you have already visited the 4-H 101 and the reunion, if you know anybody. So definitely come bid on the great auctions items that we have. And I was looking back over my list and I forgot to say, we have an autographed picture of the new Titans coach.
Oh, Mike Munchak there,
yes,
huh? Well,
absolutely.
How about that?
I completely forgot about that.
Well, I'm sure that there's a lot more that we just don't have time to get to with the entire list. So the best thing to do, I guess, is just stop by and browse around.
Absolutely.
And all of this is taking place at the Lane Agri Park in the Farmers Market Pavilion?
It's called the Community Center on the back of the property.
Okay. And it's Saturday. 4 o'clock is when the 4-H 101 starts, and right on through the live auction, which begins at 7 o'clock. You can come and participate in a few things. The auction items will be there throughout, so I guess they don't have to be there to win the bid
not on the silent. And we also, I'd forgot about this, we are also having a dessert auction. Our FCE ladies in their clubs are donating desserts, and that money goes straight to camp scholarship funds.
Oh, wow.
So any money raised from the dessert auction will go to camp scholarship funds to send young people to junior 4-H camp next summer.
I might just have to bid on that and give it to somebody. I don't know. That'd be kind of tough. Taking all those desserts home, it'd be a rough way to go for the dessert anyway. Maybe not for that. When I think of the FCE ladies and what they do to really support the 4-H programs, I remember seeing them at Dairy Day all the time,
yes,
making the butter and doing educational things. So, great group of ladies. Well, if someone would like more information about anything that we talked about here today, to ask about 4-H, maybe 4-H isn't in their child's particular school, but how can they get involved in project groups and things? How can they find out?
They just need to call us at 898-7710. That is our office number. Any of the secretaries can give them information. They can put them through to an agent if we are available. We do start clubs next week, going back into the classroom. But they can belong to any of our groups that meet in the evening, and they can get involved. They can find out what we're doing. They can also check out our website and, you know, check and see some of the different things that we are offering there.
And you really want to find out what's going on, check out Facebook, because I know that you post a lot of things on the Facebook page.
And we do have a homeschool 4-H group. So if you are homeschooling your children, 4th through 12th grade, they will be meeting the third Tuesdays of each month starting in September at the Lane Agri-Park Community Center at 1:30.
Very good. 898-7710 is the phone number. Hope it's a big, big weekend.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, Barbara. Thank you. Heather, good to see you.
Thank you.
All right. Barbara Davenport and Heather Gum joining us here to talk about the 4-H weekend that's coming up, the alumni reunion, barbecue dinner, and silent auction. This weekend starts at 4 with the 4-H 101 alumni reunion at 4:30, 5:30 the barbecue dinner, silent auction from 4 until about 6:45 with the live auction at 7. We'll be back to wrap it up in a second.
From the tallest tower in the city limits of Murfreesboro to every radio in the land, WGNS AM FM is everywhere you need us to be.